Hello friends, thank you so much for coming back for more. I'm super excited to be able to share today's message with you. This stems from the verse in John 10:10 where Jesus is talking and he says, you have an enemy. You have an enemy that has come to kill, steal, and destroy. You know, he's not mincing words there. He's not saying that your enemy has come to give you a bad day, to give a little discouragement, to make things a little bit harder. He's saying that your enemy is coming to kill, steal, and destroy. And as I've been processing this further with the Lord over the years, I believe it's in the form of a hurt, a lie, or an offense. That's what he's coming to kill, steal, and destroy. He's coming to kill, steal, and destroy our connection, our identity, our destiny, our sense of security, our sense of belonging through a hurt, a lie, or an offense. And have you ever seen a child that has a wooden splinter in their fingers? You don't need to check their body every night to see if they have splinters. When they have one, the world stops. They yell, they kick, they scream. They will let everybody know that they have trauma going on in their little finger. And the same is true when a child has a hurt, lie, or offense. I call them heart splinters. They have a heart splinter inside their heart, and it's agitating them. And they are doing whatever it takes to wave a flag to let the adults in their world know, I am not okay. I'm not okay. There is something going on inside my life that's an intrusion, and I need help working it through. This is why I absolutely love working with parents, because you know the grid for normal. You know when the child comes home and they are behaving in a way where you're like, you know that that is not acceptable in this house. Or you know that that your child already has an understanding for the bar and the standard of character, and they're choosing to cross that. Now, I'm not saying that there's not a time for it to be character training, or that it's not childlike, you know, just foolishness and immaturity, because sometimes it is. But sometimes our children have endured things during the day at school that has caused a hurt, lie, or offense, and they're going to come home and they're going to show you that they're believing a hurt, lie, or offense in the form of being agitated, in the form of being a bully to their siblings, in the form of pushing you away. Come on, a heart splinter can look like overachieving, underachieving. It can look like being a bully and agitating and picking, and it can look like being isolated. It can look like overeating, undereating. Again, you know the grid for what's normal for your child. That is really what I want to do with this message, is just encourage you to really be on the front lines and pay attention, that your child's behavior could very well be indicative of a heart splinter. Want to go ahead and just explain it a little bit further in the form of a testimony. And my children go to an amazing Christian school, and yet I have tons of testimonies of my children and other children having heart splinters on the playground or in the classroom. Why is this? Because the enemy there's not an exempt place on earth where the enemy doesn't have freedom to reign, doesn't have freedom to just do what he does best. Right, but children can be equipped with the tools for countering that and for dealing with that. I so believe that children can deal with childhood always in childhood, so they do not become adult-sized woundings. They can deal with childhood lies, so they do not become adult-sized strongholds. And they can deal with childhood offenses, so they do not become adult-sized bitterness. But anyway, so here's my testimony. My son came home from school. It was his first couple of weeks of brand new school. It was a big deal for him. And he came home and he was a bear. He was throwing his backpack, he was agitated, he was belligerent, he was disrespectful, he was not honoring, he was nitpicking with his sisters, and it was just pushing all these buttons. And I tried every parenting tool that I had in my back pocket with him, and nothing was working. It finally was pushing about 6:30 at night, and to be honest with you, I was just done. I was done trying to manage his mess, I was done trying to help him in his mess, and I just declared that it was early bedtime. So we started getting ready for bed, and I heard Holy Spirit say, don't put him to bed like that. Don't put him to bed. Come on, Holy Spirit is so good at helping us parent our children. And so I jumped up on my son's bed and rubbed his back for a little bit and just kind of gave him a few words of affirmation, because that's his love language. And I asked him if he'd be willing to have Jesus come shine his flashlight and show him what's going on. Come on, Jesus can search our heart at any time, as Psalms 139 says. And Jesus can shine his flashlight and show us what our mind doesn't understand, but what our heart is obviously feeling. And my son was willing. And so he starts crying. Well, that's so interesting, because for the last several hours after school, crying was not the emotion he was showing. He was not showing any signs of sadness whatsoever. He was angry and he was very defiant. But here Jesus is now showing him something, and he is crying. So he began to share with me that earlier that day, about 10 o'clock that morning, he was on the playground and he had the basketball. And he saw two older boys that he really admired, and he threw the basketball at them and invited them to come play basketball with him. And the boys grabbed the basketball and went off to go play, and leaving my son there. He was embarrassed. He was felt isolated. He felt alone. He felt like he didn't belong. And come on, by the time he went home, that was the furthest thing from his mind. He wasn't thinking of it. He had gotten hurt, and he partnered with anger to protect that, protect himself from the hurt. And the only thing he was feeling at that point was anger. That's why we need Jesus to show up in our parenting and to help our children walk through this stuff. So anyways, we went through and we walked through forgiving these boys for not being kind. And I felt like Holy Spirit said, no, 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 ask your son if he's believing any lies about that situation. So we did, and all of a sudden my son is laughing and he's slapping his leg. And I'm like, what on earth did Jesus show you? And he said, Mom, the boys never even heard me. When I threw the ball, they didn't hear what I said. They were just walking, saw this new basketball, and went off to go play. Could you imagine my son the next day at school when he saw those boys? He would have had a wall. He would have had a judgment with them. Could you imagine my son the next time he needed to take a risk and inviting somebody else in to come play with him? If that hurt liar offense, if that hot splinter would have stuck in his heart, it would have definitely affected him and his connection in school. Come on, we want to be on the front lines and help our children extract the hurts, lies, and offenses and the ways that the enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. And my message today is simply to empower your parents, power you as parents, that you are the ones that are going to see it. And don't be so quick to just assume that everything is just their flesh or their character. Again, a time and a place for that. But you could very well be used by God to go and redeem and to take back and to lead them into an encounter with the very thing that is trying to be stolen from them. All right, you guys, be blessed by that and have a great school year while you're looking, while you're on the lookout for the ways that the enemy is coming, but the Lord wants to take back and redeem. All right, that's so exciting, you guys. I love this. I love this, that we can capture this stuff in childhood and it doesn't have to stay with them into adulthood. All right, be blessed.